أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون And the trumpet will be blown for the second time. Then behold, they will come out running towards their Rabb from their graves. When the trumpet is blown for the first time, that marks and signals the day of Qiyamah. People are caught unawares. They are busy in their businesses and totally unaware, and suddenly it overtakes them. Then again, the trumpet is blown for the second time, and then they come out of their graves running towards their Rabb. And when they see the horror and the terror of the day of Qiyamah, then they say, Oh Allah, who has got us up from our graves? It will be said, this is what the Rahman, Allah Ta'ala, has promised. And the Rasools have said the truth. It will be just one mighty blast. And behold, they will all be brought before us. So this day, no soul will be wronged in the least. And you will be only rewarded according to your deeds. The people of Jannat on that day will be occupied in their joy and in their happiness. They and their wives will be in groves of shade, reclining upon couches, and all type of fruits for them, and all that they ask for. And salams, a word coming directly from Rabb, the Rabb, most gracious, most merciful. When the Jannatis have taken their places in Jannat, in the midst of all their enjoyment, midst of green, lush meadows, murmurs of rivers, and the song of the birds, and all types and shapes of trees, fruit and flowers, everything agreeable and enjoyable for the taste, for the smell, for the eye, everything that is agreeable and pleasant. Then in the midst of all their joy, then they will hear a call, and Allah Ta'ala will call out, O people of Jannah, Assalamu alaikum. And when they see Allah Ta'ala and they listen to His greeting, they'll be so overjoyed that everything else of Jannat will be forgotten for some time, so drowned in that happiness and that enjoyment. So this will happen at intervals. Normally, when a person is covered with all types of enjoyment in this world, then either he gets fed up, tired with his enjoyment and comfort, or there is something to spoil the enjoyment. In the midst of the enjoyment and happiness, you hear of a tragedy, someone died, some business had collapsed, someone met up in an accident, someone near and dear has gone into a chronic illness. So at the midst of your enjoyment, there is something to spoil that enjoyment. Here is continuous enjoyment that is just increasing and progressing all the time. Mumtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, these were the people of Jannah. And it will be said to the sinners, you separate yourselves, move away. O sinners, did I not command you, O children of Adam, that you worship, you not worship Shaitan. For he is your open enemy, and worship me, this he is the straight path. And he has misled a great multitude amongst you. Will you people then not understand? This is the Jahannam that you've been constantly warned about. Now enter into this Jahannam today, because you persisted upon disbelief. Today we will seal your mouths, your hands will speak to us, and your feet will bear witness for what you have done. And had it been our wish, had we willed, we could have blotted out their eyes. They would have groped running around for the path, and how could they see the path when we have obliterated their eyes, blotted out their eyes completely? So we could have done this. Nobody stops us. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ. And had it been our will, we could have transformed them in their very places, disfigured them into animals, apes, swines. In their very places we could have disfigured them. They would have not been able to move about and nor come back to their homes. So this is within our qudrat, within our power. Nothing stops us. Reflect over our qudrat. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. And if we give an extension, an increase in life to anybody, we reverse him in creation. Then will they not understand? When a person has got an increase in life, then everything goes back in reverse. The limitations come in, the needs come in, the weakness come in. Where you are strong and able to carry out and execute everything, now he's slowed down. You cannot see that activity in him. He's become senile. He's become dependent. And all the limitations in him begin to surface. You begin to see the weakness within him. So now he goes in reverse like the small child that needed to be carried about. And he also needs to be carried about. He needs to be given adult diapers, all the type of attention that a child would require. In fact, even he loses his that attraction in him, that strength in him is also gone. Everything is wearing out, and you don't see those features like you had seen. So this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that you've been given an extension in life, and you reversed in creation, then it's not sufficient for you to think and ponder about. And وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ. We have not instructed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in poetry, nor is it accordance to his noble, sublime splendor and majesty. It's not appropriate for him. In wa illa dhikru wa qur'anu mubin. This is only a message and the clear Quran, that he may warn those who are alive. Their hearts are open, their minds are clear. So they want to live the life of righteousness. So that he may warn those that are alive. In other words, life. Alive with righteousness, alive with virtue, alive with the truth. They want to go on the path of truth. So this Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam only comes to warn such people, and the rest of the people who persist upon the disbelief, then the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may prove true against those that reject.